From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The biggest drug maker in the world has agreed to pay billions of dollars in fines to settle charges of illegal behavior. Pfizer is accused of improperly marketing its drugs to doctors, and the company is accused of urging doctors to use four drugs as treatments for which they'd never been approved. The federal government says Pfizer is a repeat offender because it has had to settle such cases in the past, and now the company's behavior will be tracked. The U.S. labor market continues to lose fewer jobs. That's according to a private employment survey. ADP, the employment services firm, says the nation lost about 300,000 jobs in August. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
ADP says employment losses are clearly diminishing. The drop in August was the smallest in nearly a year. The firm estimates the economy will continue to shed jobs for at least several more months before the labor market begins growing again. Most economists, though, expect any job growth will be slow. The economy has already shed nearly 7 million jobs since the start of the recession. Following the last recession in 2001, it took nearly 4 years for jobs to return to previous levels. On Friday, the Labor Department will release its own estimates of job loss for August. Analysts are predicting that number will be in the range of 250,000. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
A white supremacist charged with killing a security guard at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in June has appeared in court for the first time since the shooting. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
James Von Bruen hasn't been seen publicly since the June 10th shooting. He'd been shot in the face after allegedly gunning down museum security guard Stephen Johns. He's been hospitalized ever since. He appeared briefly in a federal court in Washington today to answer a list of charges, including first-degree murder. He was in a wheelchair. It's still unclear what might have made the 89-year-old Von Bruen attack. A note he allegedly left in his car at the time read, quote, "You want my weapons? This is how you'll get them. The Holocaust is a lie. Obama was created by the Jews," unquote. If found guilty, Von Bruen could receive the death penalty. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Firefighters say they are making progress against the enormous Station wildfire burning just north of Los Angeles. About 220 square miles of land have been charred. Crews have managed to get a fire line around 22% of the blaze, but they still have to throw up nearly 100 more miles of fire line. Dozens of homes have burned, and two firefighters have been killed since the blaze broke out last week. Thousands of people have evacuated ahead of the blaze. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points at 9,305. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up just a fraction at 1,969. The S&P 500 is down a fraction. It's at 997. This is NPR News. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Ximena is still losing strength. Top sustained winds are at about 100 miles per hour. The storm is nearly on top of Baja California, and Mexican authorities have evacuated thousands of people from the coast. There are no reports of injuries or major damage. Two American journalists imprisoned in North Korea for nearly 5 months have posted the most thorough account of their arrest yet on the website of Current TV. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee write North Korean soldiers dragged them back when they returned to China after briefly crossing the border. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Earlier this year, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were reporting for San Francisco-based Current TV about North Korean women forced into the sex trade or arranged marriages after defecting to China. Ling and Lee wrote, their guide beckoned them across a frozen river into North Korea on March 17th, but they got nervous and turned back. Midway across the ice, North Korean border guards gave chase, apprehending the women after they reached the Chinese side of the river. To this day, they wrote, we still don't know if we were lured into a trap by the guide, but they added it was ultimately their decision to follow him. Lee and Ling were sentenced to 12 years of hard labor, but they were pardoned and released after a diplomatic mission by former President Clinton. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
The bomber of the Pan Am jet over Lockerbie, Scotland, has been hospitalized in Libya. Abdel Bassett El-Megrahi was released from prison in Scotland and allowed to fly home to Tripoli because he is terminally ill with cancer. The decision was harshly criticized. Today, Scottish lawmakers voted their disapproval in a vote in Parliament. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.